AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Two federal jobless programs end today.
A $300 a week federal unemployment supplement that began in March expires today, along with two other federal programs that cover the self-employed and gig workers and the long-term unemployed. President Biden's administration believes the U.S. economy is strong enough not to be rattled by the drop in unemployment benefits. Officials maintain that other elements of the safety net, like the child tax credit and the SNAP program, are enough to smooth things over. As of Friday, the unemployment rate was down to 5.2%. I'm Julie Walker.
A Marine veteran dressed in body armor shot and killed four people, including a mother holding her baby and the child's grandmother, yesterday morning in Lakeland, Florida. 33-year-old Brian Riley was arrested by Polk County Sheriff's deputies following a gun battle at the home. Sheriff Grady Judd tells WFTS the killings made no sense.
There's not enough adjectives or descriptives to point out how angry I am with him or how sad I am for the family.
An 11-year-old girl was found wounded in the home. She's expected to recover following surgery. The recovery from damage caused by Hurricane Ida could take longer because of bulky insurance companies' shortages of expensive building supplies and labor. AP's Rita Foley has more.
My expectation is that it only gets worse from here. That's what a real estate agent research firm chief economist says about reconstruction in the region hit by Hurricane Ida. Homeowners have been calling about damaged roofs or to get an update on renovations that were scheduled before the storm. Joe Sobel, the owner of Big Easy Construction in New Orleans, says he's got bad news. The job will cost a lot more than usual and take a lot longer. Building contractors were already grappling with severe shortages of workers and supplies when Ida hit. I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP News. Gordon Huberman, like so many family members of those killed on September 11th, hopes to keep alive the memories of his 25-year-old daughter, Andrea, killed in the attack on the World Trade Center 20 years ago this coming Saturday. He notes that a third of the people in this country were born after the attacks.
And there's now 100 million people in America who were not around when 9/11 happened.
Huberman says he misses his daughter's sense of humor and her love. The Taliban says it's taken control of Panjshir province, the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country. A family of four U.S. citizens make it out of Afghanistan overland. An official would not give details or say which country they went to, citing security reasons and the need to preserve the possibility of using the route again. French actor Jean-Paul Belmondo, star of the film Breathless, is dead at 88. He starred in more than 80 films over his 50-year acting career. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.